Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello, friends. Hi. What I have for you today is a recap of our March spending, which was totally bananas. I feel like I think that every month when I look at the totals, but I'll give you the whole nitty gritty. You are, by the way, listening to a podcast. The podcast is called Liz Gets Loaded. My name's Liz. And this is the show where I talk about my money and my feelings about my money. So I like to do a monthly recap episode, and it really helps me reflect and look back at like where we spent money, how the total got so gosh darn high, and just reflect on, okay, did we spend in a way that felt good and felt like we were spending money in a way that made our lives better, right? Okay, a couple things off the bat. March was a very exciting month because my annual bonus got paid out, which always feels fun. I did a whole separate episode about that. So if you want to know kind of what deposited after taxes, 401k, et cetera, and then where we spent it, that is available for you. I'll touch on that here too. Our total spending without our mortgage was $9,484. And I always share the number without our mortgage. One, because I think it makes it easier to compare expenses. Two, I share a lot. And I don't know, not sharing our mortgage amount just makes me feel like I have this tiny little bit of privacy, I guess. I don't know. So our total spending without even including a place to live was about $9,400. And every month I'm like, when I take the mortgage out, I'm like, wait, we spent that much just like keeping ourselves alive and living life. Where did it all go? So I will tell you, there were a couple big categories right off the bat. The two biggest ones were car maintenance and medical, like maybe two of the least fun things to spend money on. But so when my bonus got paid out, I talked about this in my bonus episode, I sort of pre-funded a bunch of budgets. I use Monarch Money. I really like it. And you can put money into a budget, and then if you don't use it, it rolls over month to month, right? So immediately I was like, okay, I'm going to put some money in like travel, vet care, car maintenance, home maintenance, like the things that I know are going to come up with some surprise expenses later in the year. And so I added $2,000 to my car maintenance budget, and then immediately found out that we needed new tires. I actually took the car in because it had this rattle that was driving me absolutely bonkers. And of course, they didn't hear the rattle, which is so frustrating. But while we were there, they were like, oh, you really need new tires. And I forget the amount they quoted us. It was something so wild. It was like $2,600 for four new tires. I went to Instagram. I was like, wait, this is not a normal number, right? So turns out, I didn't know this, but electric vehicles typically need more expensive tires because the cars are heavier because of the batteries. And so the tires wear out faster. But we did manage to find the tires that we wanted, including installation, et cetera, for $1,800 at Costco. In any case, I had put $2,000 into my car maintenance budget line item. And then maybe a week later, we spent almost all of it. We spent $1,800 on tires. Oh, and then we also got a car wash. So the car maintenance line item got to work out this month. $1,800 for new tires and then $100 for a car wash for them to do like the inside and the outside. And then one more thing on the car front, we ended up paying, I don't know what happened with the billing, but we didn't get charged for our car insurance in February. So we had paid double car insurance bill in March, which is fine. It all evens out. But I was just like, wait, what? Why? And then, okay, I will say we just sold our old car. We bought a new to us car last year. And then we only have one car, like as a household, but our other car has just been sitting in the garage and I keep meaning to sell it and I couldn't find the title, blah, 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 blah. So we finally sold it and I dropped it off our car insurance bill, expecting to save like some good chunk of money, right? Our bill dropped by like $6 and I was like, wait, what? So I think I got to dig in on that more. I know you get like bundled savings. So we probably got a discount by having the two cars insured that was almost the cost of insuring the old car. I don't know. I was frustrated by that. So cars are expensive. Wish that they weren't. Let's see. So yeah, we had to pay double our car insurance. Oh, and then the same thing happened. I don't know what happened with house cleaning. Somehow we normally pay $440 per month, but it ended up being $880. And I don't know if it's just how the weeks fell or how the checks got cashed. I'm not going to worry about it because I really love the people who clean our house and I trust that it's right. And even if it's not right, like if we accidentally paid them for like one extra service, I feel fine about it. We pay, it's usually $440 per month because it's 220 every time they come, and they come every other week. But we're doing this thing now where we give them a check like on the first week, and that pays for both services for the month. It's confusing. Anyways, that was another thing that it hit the budget this month. I also mentioned medical. Oof. It is all the doctor's appointments all the time over here. We are both fine. We're not dying. We both have bodies that sometimes don't do what they're supposed to do. So lots of physical therapy appointments, spinal specialty appointments. It's a lot. It all added up to $26,13 in the month of March. But the good news is we have almost hit our deductible for the year, which has actually, I have never hit my deductible for the year, which seems surprising to me because I feel like we've definitely had years where medical bills got high, but we've never hit our deductible. And once we do, the two of us are on the same health insurance plan. So once that deductible is hit, then everything is basically 10% of the cost. We just pay that 10% coinsurance until we've hit our out-of-pocket max, which is great because that means, for example, these physical therapy appointments that are $111 right now, I think, will be $11. I am pretty stoked about that. I've been checking in the health insurance app every couple of days to see the claims come in because sometimes it takes a couple weeks for the claims to go. And I checked last night and we had $12 left before we hit our deductible, but I know that I had an appointment last week that hasn't hit yet. So just like waiting on that. And then it's nice to hit it so early in the year so that one, as these appointments continue, they become quite a bit less. And then also like, okay, what else can I do? Like, let me go to the dermatologist. Let me go just get everything done while I'm in this sweet spot where things are less expensive. Okay. So to recap, every month I'm like, wait, how did we spend that much money? So, and especially $9,400 total for March, not including our mortgage. Like, how did we spend more than $9,000, not even including a place to live? Just the things I just recapped, $1,800 for tires, $880 for house cleaning, and the $2,613 for medical. That's $5,300 just for those three things. So that's more than half. All right, what else did we get up to in March? We spent $503 on live performances. This is a very high value spending category for me. This is a place I tend to spend pretty freely, but I'm also trying this year to be a little bit less extravagant about it this year. Like, let's go see as many musicals, plays, lectures, concerts, etc., comedians that we want. But like, do we need to be sitting in the front row? Would we be happy in the 10th row? Maybe. So $503 we spent this month, which was for one small little local show this month, and then two bigger, more expensive things coming later this year. That's another fun thing about buying tickets to any kind of show. You feel like you spent the money a long time ago. So when you go, it like feels free. I can't remember where I heard or read about this, but there's like an actual study that says if you prepay your vacation, so like you don't have a bill, like you're not paying as you go when you get there, you actually enjoy it more. One more reason to love live performances. Okay, let's talk about food. Oh, I usually do food first. Food spending was a little bit higher than average for us this month. It was a total of $1,643. We average about $1,300 a month for total. That includes takeout, alcohol, coffee shops, groceries, and restaurants. But it was a little bit higher this month, and I definitely know why. Okay, let's get into the breakdown, though. So the reason it was so expensive was definitely restaurants. We spent $624 at restaurants in March, and that sounds like so much, and it is so much. I will tell you right off the bat, $385 of that was a planned, like ultra fancy dinner out at a Michelin star restaurant. It was so good. It was definitely paying for the experience. Incredible food, incredible service, just like a really special date night that I know that we'll remember for sure. Let's see what else is on here. So the restaurants, I can tell you it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 6 restaurant meals total. I told you about the one fancy one. Looks like there's a breakfast on here at a sit-down place for $52. Dinner out with friends at a Thai food place for $72. Another breakfast out for $57. A wings place. We got vegetarian wings for $31. I know that was on our way to a show. And then a lunch for $28. Nice sitting on the patio day, if I recall correctly. So that was restaurants, $624 total. I separate out restaurants from takeout because takeout to me feels like I'm kind of out in the world and I didn't really plan and I got hungry. And restaurants feel like I'm going somewhere with someone or multiple people that I love and sitting down and having a meal together. And those just feel like very different spending categories for me. And that's why I separate them out. So restaurants was $624, takeout was another $149. I am embarrassed to tell you, there's a lot of fast food on here. I went to Taco Bell 3 times. They're spicy potato tacos, man. They're so good. And when I'm like running errands or on my way somewhere, that is my go-to. Like, oh, I'm hungry. I didn't plan. Let me grab like 2 spicy potato tacos. It's like $4 or $5. And it's so good. I got McDonald's twice. When I drive to work, it is like a 45-minute drive. And my treat, my reward for doing the 45-minute drive is getting McDonald's on the way. I get an egg McMuffin with no ham and I get a hash brown and 2 packets of ketchup. That's important. And it's so good. Let's see. We got some food from a food truck. Like a breakfast from a food truck was $18. Oh no, we went to 2 different food trucks. So it was $18 for one, $13 for the other. Got some takeout breakfast that we took like on a little picnic. That was $23. The DoorDash, I have no idea what that's for. Anyways, that's why I feel like takeout is so different, right? I look at these restaurant transactions and I'm like, oh, that was such a nice day sitting on a patio. Oh, that was dinner before this like amazing show we went to. Oh, that was dinner with friends. Oh, you know, that was a celebration. And so, and then I look at takeout and I'm like, I don't know. I guess I was hungry. That's why I treat those so differently. But okay, rest of the food categories, groceries was $724. I feel like I've talked so much about groceries, like just in the world. And $723 seems kind of high, but also it's like $360 per person. And I'm just scrolling through. There's nothing that interesting. I've been trying to go to Trader Joe's because they have lots of treats that I like. And I feel like I spend less money when I go there, but I don't know. The other category I break out, well, there's 2 others. One is coffee. Coffee shops, I really like, again, this is a place where I'm trying to make sure that I spend money. I really like supporting local coffee shops. And so I specifically put that as a line item in the budget. And if it's zero, then I feel disappointed in the month. But in March, we went to 1, 2, 3, 4 local coffee shops, spending anywhere from like $17 to $30 while we were there. Usually it means like getting breakfast and a pastry or a burrito or something. And then I did go to Starbucks one time for $12. And I think I said the total on that, but the total was $101. And lastly, alcohol. Total spend there was $46. And I'm looking, this is all at shows. We're pretty well stocked at home. So if I'm going to have a drink at home, like I said, we're pretty well stocked. But this was all at events. So we went to a couple spoken word events and at one event bought 1 drink and another event bought 2 drinks. And then at another event bought 1 drink and that was $46. So just to recap on food, that was groceries, $724, restaurants, $624, takeout, $149, coffee shops, $101, and alcohol, $46, for a total of $1,643. A couple other things we spent money on, our utilities were about $480. So that's like water, internet, electric, all the things. Let's see, clothes. I realized that I sort of accidentally haven't bought any new clothes since sometime last year. So I was looking at the clothes budget line item and I was like, wait, why is it $129? What was that? I bought slippers, which I'm not counting as buying new clothes because they're a replacement. I have these Birkenstock slippers I wear all day, every day when I work from home. And they had been lost for weeks, months. I was like, they're gone forever. I got to buy a new pair. Of course, a week after I bought a new pair, a couple weeks, I guess. After I bought a new pair, of course, we found the old pair, but those were like $110, I think. And then I do a monthly subscription to Rocksbox, just kind of like Netflix for jewelry. They send you a couple things, you wear them, you send them back, you can buy something if you want it. It's always funny to me when someone says like Netflix for blank, because of course Netflix is now fully streaming, but we all remember when it was DVDs in the mail, right? Right? Okay. Let's see. We had some fun sort of electronics hobby spending this month. We spent $219 on a little hobby computer and then $30 something on an annual Nintendo game subscription. What else? $250 on gifts. I sent ice cream in the mail to someone I love a lot who got promoted. And I also sent ice cream in the mail to someone whose birthday it was. There's another $50 here that's classified as gifts from Amazon. And I do not remember what that was. So, oh, that's right. I remember I sent sunscreen to someone who had been having a very big couple of weeks and was going on vacation. Well deserved. And I was like, here's some extra sunscreen for your vacation. I just want you to have an extra good time. So here's some sunscreen. And that's about it. What else can I tell you? Oh, I spent $20 on an app that like helps you redecorate your home just for fun. Like one of those remodel AI kind of apps. $84 on home supplies. That's always things like deodorant, toothpaste, etc. I've got $13 in home maintenance, something that we bought at Ace Hardware that I do not remember. what it was. Our fitness line item was a little bit higher. It was $140 because I paid my usual. So for Peloton membership, I get a discounted gym membership through work. And then I bought this thing for my rower seat that was $30 or $40. It was supposed to be like a gel pad to sit on to make it more comfortable, but it made it less comfortable. So now I'm trying to figure out what to do with that. So I think it's, I don't think I can return it now. I'll probably just put it up in a buy nothing group. All right. So that is everything. Maybe I missed one or two small things, but that's about everything that we spent money on. Our savings rate, because my bonus got paid out, was really high. It was 72%. The way I calculate our savings rate is after taxes come out, how much money did we spend? And then everything else counts as savings. And I've done an episode on the past of how I calculate savings rate, if that's something you're extra interested in. I thought it was really interesting though, without that bonus being paid out, our savings rate would have been 2%. We are temporarily a one income household. So it's just my paychecks paying the bills, which is totally fine. We still had money left over. But when you have months where like $1,800 for new tires, $2,600 in medical, double paying the car insurance, double paying the cleaning folks, like it starts to add up. And so it starts to be less money left over. Without the bonus, our savings rate would have been 2%. The month before February, our savings rate was 5%. We had 5% we didn't spend. So I am very much looking forward to getting back to being a two-income household. Both of us working. I think that's going to feel really nice and a lot more comfortable. Pretty stoked about it. And I will be sure to report back. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, there are so many options. You could just keep listening. There is a new episode almost every Monday morning. You could share this with a friend and send it to someone else like, hey, I think you would enjoy this. You could leave a review, which is always amazing. I'm at 92 reviews. I'm definitely hoping to get to 100 this year on Apple Podcasts. I liked this review from Carly Kay that said, this podcast helps me not to become overly miserly and enjoy my life at this time. That is true. This is not one of those shame you for spending your money, ultra frugal podcasts. There are plenty of those in the world. You can also listen to old episodes. There's a subscription option on Spotify. So the 75 oldest episodes are behind that subscription. It's $5 a month. They're pretty short episodes. So I'm assuming you could get through it in a month or two. And then of course, all of the new episodes are always available for at least several months, totally for free. That's all I got for you, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. I'm glad that we got to spend a little bit of time together. Thanks for listening to me process out loud our spending. It's always incredibly helpful for me. So thanks for being here. That's all I got. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.